Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a podcast that makes Plaid and Polka Dot look smokin' together. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Around the World in 80 Days, a feat that was probably much more impressive when the book was written, but still, it's kind of a cool movie. We'll find out a little bit more coming right up. This is a really good-looking film, I gotta say. It's gorgeous, really. And it would be gorgeous if it was made now. And in 1956, it probably looked unbelievably fantastic. It's a big wide screen, and it's just got a lot of colorful, wonderful visuals as these guys travel around the world, which is what they're doing, which is why the film is called Around the World in 80 Days. It's the story of Phileas Fogg, played by David Niven. And Phileas is, he's a gentleman in Victorian England, and he acts like a gentleman in Victorian England, and he belongs to a club just like all gentlemen in Victorian England did. A club that doesn't have any women anywhere to be found, and, you know, butlers and whatnot running around the place. And he makes a bet with some of the other gentlemen in the club that he could go around the world in, go ahead, say it with me, 80 days. So he makes this bet and pretty much, decides to leave that evening. No planning. You know, I go on a trip to Des Moines. I'm planning it out for 2 weeks in advance. But this guy's going around the world in 80 days, and he's just like, hey, grab some stuff. We're leaving in an hour. More power to him, especially since he looks like he's pretty likely to pull it off. Attending to him on the trip is his manservant. And I know I'm going to get this wrong. Passepartout, that's the guy's name, and although he has a French name, he's extremely Spanish, but that's okay, because there's a lot of odd, shall we say, odd ethnicities going on in this movie, and that's not the only one. You got Shirley MacLaine, who shows up as a Chinese princess. And you've got a bunch of Native Americans running around, and I'm betting that, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm betting that 90% or more weren't actually Native American ethnicity. The actors weren't. Boy, that was an awesome sentence. Well, I can always edit it out if I feel like it, but I probably won't because I'm lazy. So, there's a lot of rampant stereotyping running around in this movie, and with modern eyes looking at this, it gets a little occasionally disturbing once in a while. But overall, I gotta say, the film's a lot of fun. You've got people traveling around the world, and it's not Michael Palin for once. They go through not every part of the world that you can imagine, but they cover a lot of it. Perhaps the most famous scenes are scenes of a balloon flying over the Alps, but I think they were actually the Rocky Mountains standing in for the Alps. But you know, who can tell unless you're some kind of geographer. And They go through China, they go through Egypt, they go through the United States, of course, which Fogg refers to as a very primitive country. We're going to need protection. I thought that was a pretty funny line, and I just gave it away. There are about 200 cameos in this film, which, if you're like me, you won't catch all of them, but you'll catch some of them. Famous people crop up here and there. Marlena Dietrich and Frank Sinatra is probably the most famous cameo, and they're just all over the place. In any scene, you look, Buster Keaton's in there. Almost any scene, you look around in the background or some of the characters that are just kind of wandering in, and it's probably somebody famous who just showed up and did their 5 minutes and walked off with a nice paycheck. So it's exciting. It's a long film. It's about 3 hours. I said last week that it was about 4.5, and that is because of a Netflix oddity. I'm blaming it on them because I had two discs, and one of them said it was 3 hours, and the other one said it was 1.5 hours. And I put them together and came up with 4.5 hours. I did not do my research until I watched the movie and noticed that it didn't actually take 4.5 hours to watch. So it's about 3 hours. It has an intermission, as any movie that's 3 hours or longer probably should. And the intermission comes at a good spot because it's kind of it's a dramatic moment. It's not an exciting cliffhanger moment, but it's a dramatic moment, and it keeps you hanging on and makes you want to come back and watch more of it after you've gone to the bathroom and gotten some potato chips. So I am going to give this film with, like I say, it's got some downsides with the stereotyping, and I'm not always happy to see that. But really, it is a fun film. There's funny bits in it. The characters have a lot of fun. And like I say, it's gorgeous. It really is beautifully filmed. And it's a big, sweeping movie that is just as impressive as what you would expect a Best Picture film to be. Not that all Best Picture films have to be big sweeping, but there should be something that sets them apart from everything else of that year, and this is probably the case with Around the World in 80 Days. So I'm giving this one a buy it. I'm giving it a buy it. It's worth seeing, and it's worth seeing more than once. And you could do a lot worse than spending some time. Like I say, it's long, so block out a significant amount of time or take it in chunks. But I think any movie like this, you're better off sitting through and trying to catch it in one sitting if you possibly can. So that's my review. Go buy it if you get the chance. Boy, that was impressive, huh? Nice little Mac sound effect. Let's try this again. There we go. Next week on the show, it's always fun to see what goes on behind the scenes, right? Sure, I'm going to tell myself that. Next week on the show, The Bridge on the River Kwai. And this one's got Alec Guinness in it. Always good to see that guy. So I'm looking forward to this one. I have never seen this one, and it should be pretty cool. I've heard a lot about it. So until then, I remain Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. It is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire, which also produces the soon-to-be-legendary Chico Walker Show. Go to BigNoisyBug.com and check that out if you get the chance. It's pretty funny, I think. I hope. Gotten good reviews on it so far. We'll see if we can stick with it. Anyway, have a good week, everybody. See you soon.